Stray Cat, written by Bumblewin and read by K-Burb. This is an MCU fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Bucky slash Sam. Summary. Unannounced visitors were becoming a regular thing in Sam's life, and then one of them decided to move in with him. Although the only reason Sam kept telling Bucky about it was to tease him, the man genuinely reminded him of a stray cat. He had come into Sam's life much like one, if you interpreted the vast numbers of assassinations in DC as dead mice on his doormat. The first time he came to Sam's house had been a strange parallel with Steve's first visit, if you wanted to call that a visit. Bucky had looked ruffled, haunted, and there were traces of blood and soot on his clothing and skin. "Everyone I know is trying to kill me," he'd said. And how had he even known about that? After a moment of stunned silence, Sam had opened the door for him. "Not everyone," he'd replied truthfully, without even thinking about it. It was not long after that that Sam made the stray cat connection, because Bucky, once invited, kept coming back. Even after getting in touch with Steve, sharing memories with Natasha, and befriending the other Avengers, come sunset, he would always be back on Sam's couch. Day in, day out, Sam would find him passed out with some sort of soap opera blaring obnoxiously from the television. The sight never stopped puzzling him, but Sam caught himself smiling a little wider every time he was met by it after a long day of work. Whenever Sam woke up, however, Bucky was no longer there. No matter the time, even if it was 4 a.m. and Sam had just jerked awake, bathing in sweat as a result from a nightmare pulling him back to fire, battlefields, screaming, falling, losing, Bucky would be gone. This process repeated itself for a long time. Sam finding Bucky asleep on his couch and walking in on it empty the next morning. In fact, it was several months since Bucky had first started appearing that Sam padded into his living room, yawning and scratching his stomach, wearing nothing but sweats, to find Bucky still there, curled up on the couch with a steaming mug of tea in his left hand and one of Sam's books, The Social Network, in his right.
"Good morning," Bucky said without looking up.
Sam blinked. "Good morning," he replied, careful to keep the hesitation out of his voice. "Do you want something for breakfast? I was gonna make pancakes."
"I don't eat," Bucky said, flipping a page.
"Right. Course. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Carry on," Sam said, moving to his kitchen area, when suddenly he heard a strangely explosive noise behind him. It took him a few seconds of staring, trying to process the image before his eyes, until he realized Bucky was laughing.
"Oh my god. Sam, I'm kidding. Fuck, Steve said you'd fall for that, but I didn't believe him. Man, your face? Golden."
Sam stared. Bucky smirked.
"I'd love some pancakes," he said, after turning his eyes back to his book as if nothing had happened.
To his own surprise, a smile spread across Sam's face. He made pancakes in the shape of Mickey Mouse heads, a reflex. He usually made them for his little nieces, and after a short argument, they ended up watching Steamboat Willie. Bucky may have come to him as a stray cat, but Sam was glad to give him a home. Months later, he was even glad to start sharing a bed with him. Every time after that, when he woke up in the darker hours of the night, trembling under the weight of his memories, Bucky was there to hold him. And every time Bucky woke up, shivering and lost in time, Sam was there to keep him warm. The end. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky.